Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, good evening. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Oh, great. I'm speaking to Gracie, right?
Yes.
Okay, great, Mr. Garcia. And well, I'm going to ask you just a few questions. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I'm voting.
I'm sorry?
I am voting.
You are voting, almost certain, right? Or you are almost certain, great.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much. And also, just make sure we're speaking to people of all ages. And what year were you born?
82.
1982? Okay. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. And what is your race?
Hispanic.
Okay, Hispanic. Great. Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump, but obviously my vote didn't matter.
Okay.
Or anybody
Okay.
else's.
All right. Not coming back to 2020, but thank you for your opinion. It's extremely important. Remember, there are no wrong or right answers. We just want your opinion, which is extremely important. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I'll be voting for Trump again.
Republican candidate again, okay? Thank you. I'd like to rate your feelings over some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, a favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Adam Hinojosa. From 0 to
I've
100.
heard of her,
Okay.
but a 50.
Based on what you heard of him, maybe 0, 50, 100, or any number in the middle?
Yeah, 50.
About 50, right? Or 15, you said?
50.
5-0, right? How about Ted Cruz?
90.
90, right? Thank you. How about Morgan Lemantia?
50.
52? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about Donald Trump?
100.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden?
Zero.
Okay. And Greg Abbott, please.
Oh, Abbott. And 90 or 80?
90 or 80. Let's go with 80 then.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with 80. I'm gonna go with 80
Thank
on
you.
that.
Thank you so much. And we are 35% complete, almost done. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
I am for him.
Okay, do we
Seems
strongly
to be
approve or
better,
somewhat
but I'm
approve?
for him. I strongly approve, and I would be with him even more once Texas becomes its own country.
Okay. And that's definitely what we would like to hear your opinion about these issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Thank you for your opinion. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lemantia is doing as a state senator?
I'm in the middle.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or maybe somewhat approve?
It's kind of both. I mean, there is some good things and there's some bad things. I mean, kind of in the middle.
Yes, so probably somewhat approve will fit that category best. Thank you. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you very much. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Cruz.
Thank you very much, sir, for your opinion. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Cruz.
Cruz, thank you so much. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Mara Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Mara Flores.
Mayra Flores, okay, thank you. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
I'm not sure.
Not sure?
Right now, I would have to say, I'm not sure, but if I would have to vote right now, I would say Hinojosa.
Hinojosa, right. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. A high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all. For the governor and Texas state legislature, do you think the issue should be when it comes to ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare? A high priority, medium priority, low priority, not a priority at all?
Healthcare, medium.
Medium, right, medium priority, thank you. Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
High.
Thank you very much. Supporting public schools.
Supporting what?
Public schools.
High.
High priority, thank you. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Medium.
Okay, securing the border.
Wait. What are women?
Sorry, reproductive health care choices. It'll be about supporting reproductive health care choices for women. In this case, it will be the gender.
Yeah, but right, there you go. It would be medium.
Medium priority, right? Thank you. How about securing the border?
Very high.
Very high. High priority is the highest that we have. But now thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Just four options.
Someone who voted against?
A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Okay. Shouldn't vote against it. It's mm-hmm. the individual's choice. So I mean, I'm not
say
for it.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Do not challenge him at all.
Okay, so you would be much more likely to vote
mm-hmm.
for a candidate who would not challenge the governor, right? Okay, thank you.
Yep.
A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Same answer.
Okay, much more likely. Thank you. And now a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you so very much, sir. Now we're at 83% complete, almost done, sir. Do you use WhatsApp?
No.
Okay, appreciate that, sir. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm neutral. I'm just about facts.
Okay, neutral. Would you say other or independent?
Independent.
Independent, right? Thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican at the moment.
Closer to Republicans at the moment. Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. We are 92% complete. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Going to schooling right now.
Okay, so you are at some college, including community college, two-year degree?
Yes.
Some college, Carlsberg. Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
No, I'm good.
Okay, because I have a Gracie here, but all right, no worries then. Okay, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No, it's fine.
All right. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? Have a great evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye. You may now disconnect the call.